Man, time is just flying by this morning here at ADRC Radio.
It sure is.
This is Abby.
And Gina.
We are back and going to talk about all things ADRC related, starting with what does ADRC stand for, Gina?
So, good question. The ADRC stands for Aging and Disability Resource Center. We are actually considered to be an integrated unit with our Juneau County Aging Unit. So we are technically two units operating under one umbrella, which makes it super confusing. And then to top it off, we are part of a regional consortium, our ADRC efforts are. So we are called ADRC of Eagle Country, Juneau County Office. And our regional consortium consists of Juneau, Crawford, and Richland counties. So pretty confusing for folks to understand, but overall, the goal and what we do at the ADRC is to serve individuals age 60 and over who are aging and have questions, concerns regarding aging, and also serve folks who are 18 to 59 and living with a disability and connect both of those folks with resources to living well and living as independently as possible.
So a wide group of people that the ADRC serves.
Yeah, definitely a broad group of people, and our reach is far and wide. And, you know, whether it's serving somebody who is 63 and needing to learn about information about Medicare or trying to figure out prescription drug plan coverage, or somebody who is 19 and living with a disability, we certainly serve a broad span of ages.
So if someone wants to understand what resources that they may be potentially eligible for at the ADRC, do they have to call and ask for a specific person, or can they just call and they'll be transferred to the right individual? What does that process look like for those who may be a first-time caller?
Yeah, so the process is pretty simple. You just call our main number, which is 608-847-9371, and let our wonderful front office team know what you're looking to, what information you're trying to gather, and they will decipher out that call and who it should go to.
Gotcha. All right, well, we'll take a quick break and come back and continue to talk about all things ADRC. WADRC Radio, this is Gina.
And Abby, back in action at the studio.
Yes, I think we're doing a good job.
Yeah, no one's called in yet telling us we're not.
Lights keep flashing. We don't know what they mean, but that's fine.
I was told don't touch any buttons. So we're doing well.
Yeah, we won't quit our day jobs probably, though.
No.
So speaking of day jobs, Gina, how many people work with you during the day in your office at the ADRC?
So the Aging and Disability Resource Center office, our main office there, has 10 phenomenal staff that are there every day. So we have our front office gal who will meet you, Sue. She's wonderful. And then we have Chelsea Turpin, who is our aging program specialist and kind of keeps the office running behind the scenes. And then we also have Amy Goodman, who is our elder benefits specialist, who connects people to resources who are age 60 and over, who are calling in about questions regarding insurance, prescription drug plans, you know, those Medicare ABCs we just talked about. That's Amy's wheelhouse. Then we have Rebecca Ladd, who is our disability benefits specialist. She's newer to our team, but she's done a tremendous job over the past probably 9 months since she's joined our team. And she works with those folks who are age 18 to 59. I'm trying to go through the hallway as you walk down it. And then we have dementia care specialist Abby Heckman. I don't know if you know her.
I don't know her, but I think that you skipped someone in that office.
But Abby is our dementia care specialist who is part-time, but she works with individuals who are living with dementia and also provides support to their caregivers and has done a wonderful job as our DCS that we refer her to. She's also in charge of the Juneau County Men's Shed that we discussed a bit earlier, and then a bunch of other community outreach programs. And then we have next,
Gina Locke.
Yes, Gina Locke. And then we have next down the hallway is Jessica Hain and Tiara Hoffman and Nikki Price, who are considered to be our ADRC resource specialists. So this is a dynamite duo or dynamite team, not a duo, a dynamite trio of three people who take turns with what we call intake. So every day, at least one of those individuals is answering the phones, taking walk-ins, from people who are stopping by, have questions, don't have an appointment, and kind of filtering out all the calls that come in every day. They are assisting folks in getting on long-term care programming and what that all entails, and kind of ciphering out any and every other call that comes in. And I promise that those are vast topics and they are reaching far and wide to get the answers for folks. So those three do a wonderful job within our ADRC office. And then we have Angela Picorni, who is our caregiver support specialist, and she also provides home-delivered meal assessments. So she's out and about in the community working with folks, getting them on home-delivered meals, and also providing support through some caregiver grants that we have, connecting people to those resources. She does a great job. And I think that, is that 10?
Then we got to talk about the head honcho, Mama G.
Mama G. My kids would be roaring right now with the Mama G. Yep. And so I am the oversight of those programs, but it's really our team every day that's making the office run and helping us reach far across Juneau County to serve people. We do have a wonderful transportation driver, Jim McGosh, who is driving folks to where they need to go. And then a wonderful home-delivered meal drivers, John Houseworth and Christine Mauby. They are out delivering meals every single day to folks on their routes. And then some extraordinary meal site managers. We have Kathy Durkee, Darlene Fish, Karen Nelson, Nancy Nelson, who run our meal site operations every day. And we do have a reach out in the Nisita School District too, and that is ran strictly by volunteers. So yeah, that's our team. I think I got everyone. I think I might have missed one or two. I hope not. That's our ADRC team, which is what a tremendous team we have there at the office.
Well, thanks, Gina, for that vast overview of the ADRC team and all the different topics and education or resources that can be available depending on your age and your need. For general questions or trying to navigate maybe what your next steps are with certain things, or you just don't really know where to turn but need someone to call, you can certainly call the ADRC at 608-847-9371.
So we're back at you this Wednesday morning. We just got a call from Murph because we didn't mention our famous tagline. I don't know how I could forget, but he let us know we forgot it. So, Abby, do you know what our famous tagline is?
Is it know us before you need us?
It is know us before you need us. And so Murph wanted to make sure that we mentioned that, you know, regardless of if you are caring for a loved one who is aging or turning 65 or have questions about long-term care programming, anything and everything related to aging or living with a disability, that we are really your one-stop shop at the ADRC for connection to resources, for answers, support, anything and everything you might need, we can provide it. And if we don't know the answer, we will find it out for you. So certainly make sure you know us before you need us. By giving us a call, 608-847-9371. Any final last words, Abby?
I think we're really great at this.
Yeah. Yes, I agree. And maybe we'll hop on the show coming in April and May a little bit with Murph once he gets back from his vacation to talk more about our amazing events coming up this summer.
Hope we did you proud, Murph.